This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tes Zayin. So we're almost finished Perek Rishain, and we're concluding the sugya about whether, in fact, Beis Shammai followed their own ruling, which was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish said they did not follow their opinion, and it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said they did not follow their opinion, and Shmuel said they did follow their opinion. They most certainly did follow their opinion. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, Bimei Rav Doisa ben Horkanos, in the days of Rav Doisa ben Horkanos, Huchra, Tzara, Sabas, La'achen. They permitted the Tzara of a daughter to the brothers. Shma mina asu. From here we see that, in fact, the Beis Shammai followed their opinion. Shma mina. So we see that they followed their opinion. Now, yesterday in the Ion Share, we pointed out that the Aruch Lener says that this is not absolutely conclusive. Because if the reasoning of the Manda Amar loy asu, if the reason why Beis Shammai followed their opinion is... If the reason why Beis Shammai followed Beis Hillel is because Beis Hillel was the Roiv, okay, so you see from here that Beis Shammai did in fact maintain their own opinion. But if the reason why Beis Shammai went like Beis Hillel is because of the Bas Kol, so Rav Dos ben Horkanos may have been before the Bas Kol, and after the Bas Kol they may have changed their mind. That was the Ha'ara of the Aruch Lener. But that is the conclusion, and Tosfos quotes it on Yedalid. When Tosfos in the second Tosfos quotes all the memras in Shas that Beis Shammai follows their opinion, that's because the Gemara concludes also that Beis Shammai did in fact follow their opinion. Okay. Gufa. Bimei Rav Doisa ben Horkanos Hitira Tzaras Habas La'achen. In the days of Rav Doisa ben Horkanos, they permitted the Tzara of Abbas to the brothers. This was very shver to the rabbis. The rabbis find this very difficult. Rav Doisa was a very big chacham, and Rashi points out that they thought he permitted it. Now, in truth, it wasn't him, it was his brother. But it definitely happened, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. But it happened in the days of Rav Doisa ben Horkanos, and the rabbis were upset because Doisa ben Horkanos was a big chacham. However, the inov kamu melavai lebeisik hamedrash, his eyes ceased, and he couldn't see, and that prevented him from coming to learn, and they couldn't ask him if and why he did it. Amar, so they said, umi yelech v'yoydiyai, who's going to go and tell him that we're not happy? Amar Lahan, so he said to them, Rabbi Shur said to them, Ani Eilech, I'll go. Now it's very interesting, Sroli. What's so interesting? Because the Gemara before says that they asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's the halacha about Tzaras Habas? He says, Machlok is Beisham Beis Hillel. And who is the halacha like? Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to say. Remember that? He said, I'm going to stick my head between the two lions. He was pashut afraid to say. So, Amar Lahen Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Ani Eilech, Rabbi Yeshua said, I will go. V'achrav me, and after him, who? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I'll go. V'achrav me, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll go next. So they went and they stood by the entrance of his door. Nichnasa shivchasai. So his shivcha entered to Rav Doisa. Amrulai, she said to him, Rabbi Chachme Yisrael ba'an etzlecha, the sages of Israel have come to you. Amrulai, he said to her, no problem, yikansu. Let them enter. Not a problem, they can enter. V'nichnasu, and they entered. Tafsu Rabbi Yeshua. So Doisa Norkinus grabbed Rabbi Yeshua. V'hoishivu almita shel zahav. And he put him on a gold bed because Rabbi Yeshua was the Nasi. Now it's interesting. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Rabbi Shua was the Av Beis Din, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. Now, the Nasi officially is a higher position than the Av Beis Din, but I'm sure you remember from the Gemara in Brachos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was much younger than any of the other Tanam. He was a young man when he became the Nasi, so Rabbi Shua was, so to speak, his senior, and that's why Rabbi Shua went first. So, when Rabbi Shua came in, and another thing is, Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanas, there is an opinion that he lived a very long life. If you look in the Marsha quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam is of the opinion that Rabbi Doisa lived almost the entirety of the second Beis Hamikdash era, from the time of Chagai Hanavi until after Churban Bayis Sheni, which means he lived about at least 400 years. Now, 400 years is a very long lifespan, by the way, just pointing out. So that means Doisa ben Horkanas lived a long time. To bring in a little kid like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a young man. That would not be the appropriate, way to greet Doisa ben Horkanas. So they sent in Rabbi Yeshua, who was older. So Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanas put him at a gold bed. Amar le Rabbi, Amar le Tamidcha Acher v'yeshev. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Doisa ben Horkanas, why don't you tell your other student to sit? Amar loy. So he said, me who? Who is he? So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi ben Azariah. Amar loy, v'yesh loy ben la Azariah chaveirenu. I was good buddies with his father back in the day. I was good friends with Azariah. Azariah has a kid? And the reason he was very happy about it is because Azariah was very wealthy, and Baruch Hashem, he has someone to inherit his wealth. Kara olav hamikra azeh. So Reb Doisa ben Horkanas said about Azariah the following pasuk: Nar hoyisi, I was young, gamza kanti, and I'm also old. V'loy roisi tzadik nezav, I never saw a tzadik forsaken. I didn't see Azariah forsaken. Azariah always had money. V'zaroi mevakesh lachem, and his children are seeking bread. In other words, I never saw the child of a tzaddik seeking bread. Hashem takes care of the tzaddik. Hashem takes care of his children also. In other words, Rav Doisa ben Horkanas was heartened to see that not only did God take care of Azariah, but he took care of his son Elazar. Tafsa, he grabbed him, v'yishiva al-mita shel zav, he put him on a gold bed also. Amar lo, he said to him, Rebbe. So Rabbi Yeshua, he said to him, now I need some help over here. Who said to him? Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Akiva? I hope we don't have a machloikis here. Who said to him, Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Akiva? No, unmute. What's...
Article says, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa.
Rabbi Yeshua. What is the Oiz Bahadar? They agree. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says... Because technically you could read it, Rabbi Akiva, because he was, Emar le Tamidcha Acher v'yeshiv. Emar le Umihu, who's the other Talmud? He said, Akiva ben Yosef, Akiva the son of Yosef. Emar le Doisa ben Horkanas says, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, you're Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshimcha Eilech Misoif Olam Yad Soifai. Your name, Pashat, spreads from one end of the world into the next. Shev b'ni, Shev, sit my son, sit. Now he didn't put him on a gold chair. Because again, Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the Nasi, you got to give them some distinguishing honor. But he says, K'mayischa yirbu b'Yisrael, let there be more among the Jewish people like you. The Marashah explains very beautifully, Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim, from Sisra. So what, Rabbi Doisa ben Horkanas, there should be many like you, but they should come from Israel, not from the Gentiles, and they have to convert. That's the expression, yirbu k'mayischa b'Yisrael. Now, there is a mitzvah eson, which is mamish out of this world. What is this expression? Sheshimcha hoylech misoifa oylam viad soifai. Says the mitzvah eson. Take the gematria of misoif ha'olam viad soifai. Make a quick computation and you get 564. Misoif ha'olam viad soifai. The number of times Rabbi Kiva's name is in Shas. 564. You're the one, Misoif Ha'olam Miyad Soifai. You're the one whose name appears, Begematria Misoif Ha'olam Miyad Soifai. Now, another Gematria is the Gemara in Gittin calls Rabbi Akiva Oitzer Balam. which is Gematria 375, the number of times we paskin like Rabbi Kiva and Shas. Now what's amazing is, this is not an after-the-fact Gematria. It's not like Doisa ben Horkina said, oh, let me quickly calculate how many times Rabbi Kiva's name is in Shas, and I'm going to give him an accolade, the Gematria, that the Shas wasn't written yet. That means, Beruach HaKodesh, Hashem put in his mouth words that your name will spread. And then Ravina and Ravashi had this extra siyata d'shmaya that when they're record, actually Rebbe, or I assume he means, I guess he means the Mishnah, that when Rebbe compiled the Mishnah, he, b'siyata d'shmaya, he gave Rebbe Kiva that number of mentions. Okay. Hischilu misavivim oisai b'halachos. They started encircling Doisim and Horkinus with halachos because they didn't want to make it known that they were going to ask him about Saras Habas, and the Marsha explains, because even Rabbi Yeshua did not want to stick his head into such a machlokes, so they figured if Doisim and Horkinus would know why they're coming, he might be hesitant to give an answer, so they very stealthily started talking about other subjects. Ad shehigil l'Saras Habas, until they reached the subject of Saras Habas, Amrule, they said to him, Saras Habas Mahu, what do you say about Saras Habas? Amar Lohen. So Dois Ben Horkina said, Machloikis Visham Beis Hillel. What do you mean? It's Machloikis. And they said, Halacha Kedere Mi, Amar Lohen, Halacha Beis Hillel. Amrule, they said to him, Aloy Mishimcha Amru Halacha Beis Shammai, but we heard in your name that the Halacha is like Beis Shammai. Amar Lohem, Doisa. Amar Lohem, Doisa. So Doisa said, Shamatem, I ben Horkin, Shamatem. Excuse me, Amar Lohem, Doisa, Shamatem, I ben Horkin, Shamatem. Did you hear Doisa said it, or did you hear the son of Horkin said it? I mean, you're incriminating me, but do you have clear evidence I'm the one that you heard who said it? Amar Lohem, they said, I'll tell you the truth. Chayai, Rebbe. We swear by the life of the Rebbe. Chayai, we swear. Rebbe, our Rebbe, Stam Shaman, we heard Stam, but we didn't hear it was you. Amar Lahem, so you missed the boat. Ach, Katan Yashli, I have a younger brother. Bechar Satan, who he's the firstborn of Satan. Meaning he is one stubborn kid. Rashi says, Bechar Satan, who Charef, he's sharp, V'oymir al Shmua, he is stubborn about his teaching. V'oysa Maisa. He acts, he will not back down from because of the Rabbim. So you say, how could he do that? The Gemara said earlier that we don't follow the Rabbim if Beis Shammai is Mechada Di Tvei, and he's Mitamidei Shammai. V'yayna San Shmai. V'hu Mitamidei Shammai. V'yizaharu, be careful, shol yekapach eskha b'halachas, that he doesn't cut you down in halacha. He's one sharp man. You don't want to get into a conversation with him because he will prove that you are wrong and you will not have an answer. He has 300 refutations regarding Saras Habas that she's mutter. I call to testimony, heaven and earth. On this mortar, the prophet Chagai sat. Va'amar, he said three halachos. Shloisha dvarim. Saras habas asura. He said, meaning it's not me, because my tradition. Now, does this mean he actually heard it from Chagai? Maybe the Rambam would say, yeah. The Marsha says, others dispute the fact that Doisa ben Horkinus was around in the time of Chagai. But I do have a tradition from Chagai. That Chagai, when the last of the Nevi'im says, Saras habas asura. Amoinu Mayav Ma'asrin Masar Ani. Amoinu Mayav, take off Maisar Ani, Bishvias and Shemitah. Now let's explain that. Amoinu Mayav is land right near Israel. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Eretz Yisrael, on his way, he conquered Amoinu Mayav. And he sanctified it like Eretz Yisrael. That is Kitcha Rishayna. However, Kitcha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitcha L'Asud Lavai. And therefore, when the Jews were kicked out of Israel, the land of Amon and Moav lost their Kedusha. Now, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, Amon and Moav had Kedusha, and that land has the din of Shemitah, and in Shemitah, land is pater from Trumas and Maisrais. However, we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the interim, the land lost its Kedusha. Therefore, it's pater from Shvias. Therefore, it's Chayiv in Maiser Rishon during Shemitah. And now the Shaila is, what is the second Maiser that you do during a Shemitah year? In Eretz Yisrael, there is no Maiser in a Shemitah year. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, which still has, it's close enough to have Hilchos Maiser, but not close enough to be Chayiv in Shvias. So do you give Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, or Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani? We know year 1 and 2 is Maiser Rishon and Sheni, year 3 is Ani. 4 and 5, Rishon and Sheni, 6, Rishon and Ani. What do you do in year 7? Usually in Israel, you're Pater from all Maiser. What do you do in the land of Amon and Moav? So I heard from Chagai Anovi, you take off Maiser Ani. And umekablim gerim min hakarduyin umin hatarmudim. You're allowed to accept gerim from karduyim and tarmudim. Now why not? Why would you not accept gerim? Because if you say that a Jewish woman who lives with a Gentile, the child is a mamzer, then you can't accept gerim because there are Jewish people there who are illegitimate. And the tradition is, no, that we don't have to worry about mamzeros. Either because a Jewish woman who lives with a guy, the child is Jewish and not a mamzer, or because we don't have to worry about this. Now the Marsha has a pshat that he said these three chidushim keneged Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva, one chidush to each. Each chidush was appropriate for the other Tana. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tana, we learned, Kishenichnasu, when Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva entered to the house of Doisa, Nichnasu b'Pesach Echa, they all came together. Kishayatsu, when they left, Yatsu b'Shalosh Psachim. They left in three doorways. Why? Toysu says, because if they all go together and they meet Yonasan ben Hyrcanus, and he challenges them and he slugs them up, they're going to have to paskin like him. Or you could say they went in three doors so that they should find him and hear what he has to say. But anyway, they dafka went out three doors. Pagabai Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's mazel was Yonasan ben Hyrcanus met him. Ikshile. He asked Rabbi Akiva many questions. V'ukme. And he basically established his halacha that Saras Habas is Mutaras. Omar lo, he said incredulously, Atuhu Akiva Shishum Chalom Tzavadam Yatsayfa, you're the guy who has the fame as a great rabbi? I just beat you. I just knocked you off. Ashrecha Shazachisa L'Shem, it's a good thing you got a good reputation. V'adayim lo, you got the Roy Bucker, you're not even a shepherd of cattle. It's a good thing you earned a name, but you don't deserve it. You can't even be a shepherd of cattle. The Aruch Lanar says this is a remez to the fact that Rabbi Akiva used to be a shepherd. He said, you know what? You're not even worthy to be a shepherd, let alone a rabbi. So the Aruch Lanar says, what did Rabbi Akiva respond? Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva v'afilu l'roy et sain. The truth is, I'm even lower than that. I'm not even worthy to be a shepherd of sheep. Shepherd of sheep is even more unworthy than a shepherd of cattle. The Marshal learns that this was an allegorical discussion. That Yonasan said, you're not worthy to be a shepherd of cattle. Cattle refers to the last Nevi'im, meaning you don't have a good tradition from the last Nevi'im. And Rabbi Akiva said, what are you talking about? He referenced Royet Sain, that this comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is even more authentic than you think. Okay. Now, Amar Loi Rabbi Akiva, Va'afilu L'Roi Yitzen. Okay, Amoy Numayv Ma'aser Ma'aser Ani B'Shvias. We said earlier that Amoy Numayv takes off Ma'aser Ani in Shvias. The Amar Mar, the Master said, Harbe Krochim Kibshu Oilei Mitzrayim. Many cities the Oilei Mitzrayim conquered, V'loi Kibshu Oilei Bavel. And the Oilei Bavel did not conquer. Now, if the Oilei Bavel did not conquer it, then it's not holy because of Kedusha Rishayna, the original Kedusha. Kedusha L'Shaita was sanctified for that time. V'loy Kedusha L'Asalavi, but was not sanctified for all time. V'hinicham, and the rabbis, when they came up in the times of Bayasheni, they knew that in order for this land to be holy, they have to re-sanctify it. They decided not to. Kedei she'yismachu aleim aniyim b'shviyas. The reason they didn't sanctify it is this way. It would not be chayiv in Shemitah. But they still were mechayiv in Meiser, and they were mechayiv in Meiser ani. This way, during Shemitah, when the aniyim don't get peah and leket and shikha and yupater from all the matnas aniyim, they could go hang out in Eretz Amin Umayav, and they will be sustained. What about the third teaching? Umekablem gerim in hakarduyim behatarmudim. The third tradition, Doisim and Horkin has said in the name of Chagai, was that we're mekabel gerim from karduyim and tarmudim. Eini, it's not shuva. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel in mekablem gerim in hakarduyim. We don't accept gerim from karduyim. Amravashi kartuyim itmar. No, you misunderstood Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel said kartuyim, not karduyim. Kida amriinshi, like people say, kartuyim sulim, the kartuyim are pasul. V'ikad amri, and some say, Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel in mekablem gerim min hakartuyim. My love, hainu kartuyim, hainu karduyim. Isn't the kartuyim the same as karduyim? Amravashi loy kartuye lechod v'karduye lechod. They're two different nationalities. Kida amriinshi, kartuye pasli. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow night, hopefully. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great night. Kol Tov. Everyone good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.